Hello, I'm Charles Hagen over the phone, and you are listening to Tokyo Munchies Podcast, very entertaining show with very good products. Enjoy your munchies.
This is a public safety announcement. If you are in the path of an oncoming super typhoon, please remember to do the following things. Number one, stock up on food, alcohol, cigarettes, and your necessary anime and comic book requirements. Number two, please remember to do the pants down safety dance. If you are unaware of the pants down safety dance, it's quite simply dropping your trousers and doing a bit of a jig in a circular motion. You can actually wave your hand in the air like you just don't care. It adds a bit of flavor to the dance. Number three, curl up in the fetal position beneath a tree or a bridge or underneath a bike and just hope to high heaven that nothing bad will happen. And in all cases, just get some Japanese candy and have a damn good time. This is tokyomunchies.ticktail.com, signing off.
And guys, back to the Tokyo Movie Shop podcast, and we're still covering the typhoon Hagibis. And yeah, I think all the residents of Japan have been well advised to seek precautions for this beast. I was just checking the Digimap with the real-time typhoon tracking, and it's looking at coming up right next to Tokyo, in between Tokyo and Yokohama. So we still haven't felt the full force of the beast yet. I was advised by the Weather Channel that it was going to hit us at 5 p.m. or around 5 p.m. ish at its full force, but that's incorrect. It's not quite here yet. It's not quite there yet. It's still coming. So it's going to be a long night. A very, very long night. Well, that's okay. Anyway, so there's a few things that you've probably seen in the news that popped up really early, and I just saw them myself. The sky has turned purple, and yes, that is correct. The sky here in Tokyo has turned purple. Now, I'm not sure if that is, and it's not the sky has turned purple, the cloud cover has turned purple. So I'm not sure if that is something to do with the lights in Tokyo or the reflection or something. But yeah, I'm outside right now, and the sky is a shade of purple. Or the cloud cover is a shade of purple. I'm taking a bit of a walk outside here. Yeah, it's definitely purple. It's definitely purple. It's not like a really, really obvious purple, but it's not blue. And it's not black. It's purple. So that's one truth. Also, wow, man, life is stranger than fiction. Oh, sorry, facts are stranger than fiction. There was a 5.7 magnitude earthquake which just occurred within the last half an hour or so, just off the coast of Tokyo Chiba area. I think it's 5.9 kilometers away. It's not too far away from mainland Japan, but yeah, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake, bang, just hit as this beast of a typhoon is approaching. So everything's really weird right now, man. It's really, really weird. Like, the sky is purple. There's an earthquake. There's a monster typhoon coming. The only next rational thing that could possibly happen would be Godzilla. There's not much more really to say about that. It's still not too bad here. All the neighbors' windows are all had their roll-down shutters shuttered. We don't have that on our building, so I taped up all our windows. So all windows are taped up. If they break or something comes flying in and smash them, at least we don't have millions of shards of glass flying through our apartment. So the windows are all taped up. Yeah, that's pretty much it. The sky is purple. There's a 5.7 magnitude earthquake. There's a huge monster typhoon, which hasn't even hit land yet, but its trajectory, as I told you before, from the Digi Typhoon Tracker, it's tracking to come directly between Tokyo and Yokohama, so it's going to make landfall from this map. I'm not saying it, it's from this map. It's projected or to make landfall between Tokyo and Yokohama, and then continue northeasterly up and away from Japan. I'm going to try to stay awake as long as possible and put out a couple more of these Meetup podcasts and post them up on Twitter and Facebook for you guys. And when the shit really goes south, I'll go Facebook Live or Instagram Live when it's made landfall and when it's actually really close to Tokyo, because it's going to be a long night. You don't see purple skies often, so it's going to be a long night. So peace and love to everybody in the world. Reduce your carbon emissions and your carbon footprints. I don't want to sound like a overbearing mother to you, but this is, everybody shares this earth. Let's all do our best to try to make it better. Much love, and I'll post up another podcast for you guys in a few hours, and we'll see where we're at. Peace out. And this is Carl from Tokyo Munchies. If you've got the munchies, then we've got the munchies. Tokyo Munchies, get some. Also, drop by Critical Thinking Podcast, our good friends over there in Texas. They're nice guys. Check out their web, their podcast, Critical Thinking Podcast. And now's probably not an appropriate time to be dropping names or doing shout outs to guys as a sponsor. But anyway, just be safe, take care, and we'll see you shortly. Have a good one. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.